Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. North, come on now, come on now. It's all about
the South. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Utah, a 22-year-old was arrested today in the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Governor Spencer Cox says images and video released showing the suspect at Utah Valley University caused his family to come forward.
A family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
Calls are growing to stop the political violence. ABC's Pierre Thomas says law enforcement is facing new challenges.
Make no mistake, we're in the midst of an extraordinary time, a challenging time, and what law enforcement is telling me is that they're going to have to rethink their efforts of how to apply resources to try to get on the front side of individuals like this who may be planning acts of violence.
Some lawmakers have also voiced safety concerns. This is ABC News. Federal aviation regulators have imposed a $3.1 million fine against Boeing for safety regulations.
It's the maximum civil penalty allowed under federal law. The FAA saying it found hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing's 737 factory in Renton, Washington, and at its subcontractor, Spirit AeroSystems' 737 factory in Wichita, Kansas. The alleged violations occurred between September of 2023 and February of 2024 and included the Alaska Airlines door plug blowout when the door flew off in flight. Boeing telling ABC News it's reviewing the proposed penalty and has strengthened its safety culture. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The CDC's vaccine panel meets next week, eyeing recommendations on COVID vaccines for the upcoming season. Many states have changed vaccine rules to expand access to the COVID shot, and pharmacy chain CVS has expanded access to COVID doses in more states, in 41, up from 34 a few weeks ago. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Mild and muggy tonight with a 40% chance of scattered showers overnight, maybe a thunderstorm, low 64. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tomorrow. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are still possible through the morning hours. A high of 83 and mostly clear and patchy fog tomorrow night, low 62. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 82 degrees.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. An Amber Alert went out last night for a missing six-year-old girl from the town of Almond in Portage County. Ruby R. Lehman has been missing since approximately 3:30 Thursday afternoon. It is believed that Ruby is with her 34-year-old uncle, Jordan A. Coyle. Coyle is a white male, 6 foot 3 inches, close to 250 pounds, with red hair, a beard, and mustache, and has blue eyes. Officials believe Jordan Coyle is traveling with Ruby in a white 2001 Ford F-250 truck with Wisconsin plate WC2249. The truck has a toolbox in the bed, and the tailgate has peeling paint that exposes silver beneath. Ruby Lehman is a 6-year-old white female about 4 feet tall and 100 pounds. She has brown hair and green eyes. Pictures can be found on the Iowa County Sheriff's Facebook page. If you have any information or see the vehicle, call the Portage County Sheriff's Office or dial 911. The Boscobel School District was made aware Thursday of a post shared on the You Know You Are From Boscobel If Facebook page. The post stated that months ago, an anonymous participant overheard a middle school student say they wanted to shoot up the schools as it would be fun. Upon seeing this post Thursday, this information was immediately turned over to the Boscobel Police Department and the Grant County Sheriff's Office. Both agencies reviewed their call logs and reports and confirmed that they could not locate a report of this exchange. Boscobel area schools also had no record of a report being made. The Boscobel Police Department continues to investigate the allegation referenced in Thursday's Facebook post. Law enforcement has made contact with the anonymous poster to gather clarifying information, including the name of the possible student involved. Thursday night, the Boscobel Police Department confirmed that this interaction occurred several months ago. With that said, there is no current threat to the school that could be established at this time. However, the investigation remains ongoing. Both the district and the police department take all potential threats extremely seriously. As more information becomes available, the police department and the district will provide updates to the community. The safety and security of students, staff, and families will always be the highest priority. Students, staff, and community are reminded to speak up. If you see something, hear something, say something right away. For more information about making reports and recognizing suspicious activity, visit the U.S. Department of Homeland Security website at dhs.gov/c-something-say. At the Capitol, the Wisconsin Assembly held a moment of silence Thursday for assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss asked members to pause for a moment of silence to remember Kirk's wife, his 2 young children, and the millions of people who are mourning this senseless act of political violence. Kirk was gunned down during a speaking appearance at a Utah college campus on Wednesday. This was one of 2 moments of silence on the assembly floor, following one for the victims of 9/11 on the 24th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. The White House has approved Wisconsin flood relief funding. President Donald Trump announced the $29.8 million on his social media platform Thursday afternoon. Trump praised Wisconsin and said he was happy to back the state, which elected him in 2016, 2020, and 2024, although former President Joe Biden won the state in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Tony Evers did not receive notification of the funding, according to his office. Instead, the notification went to Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Current estimates of damage are at $33 million, but could go higher as FEMA teams continue their assessment this week. The most damage occurred in the Milwaukee metro area, and southeastern Wisconsin Milwaukee County officials said homeowners may be reimbursed for costs associated with flood damage, and the county will be able to seek reimbursement for public damage. A new virtual nursing program in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU, at American Family Children's Hospital is effectively helping new nurses adjust to the challenging environment of bedside care for the tiniest patients. The NICU at the Children's Hospital is a level 4, which is the highest level where the most seriously ill and medically complex patients are cared for. The turnover rate for new nurses is high nationwide, approximately 32% in the first year, according to a 2025 Nursing Solutions report. Before the program started, American Family Children's Hospital NICU had a 38% new-to-practice nursing turnover rate from 2021 to 2023. Neonatal intensive care nursing is particularly demanding, and high turnover is caused by the medical complexities of the patient population, as well as the emotionally difficult nature of the job, according to Morgan Cull, a NICU nurse, UW Health Kids. To help address the turnover rate, UW Health Kids launched a virtual nursing program in July 2024, led by 3 UW Health Kids NICU besides nurses, Cull, Grace Long, and Haley Madsen, who together have nearly 20 years of NICU experience. Since implementing the virtual nursing program, no new-to-practice NICU nurses have left during their first year, Cull said. Each nurse works 2 6-hour virtual shifts per week. The program aims to support nurses in their first year by answering questions and reviewing challenging cases. Virtual nurses use a secure laptop from home, while new bedside nurses communicate via a tablet computer on the unit. The virtual nurses also work in-person shifts as bedside nurses on the unit. There are approximately 70 nurses in the NICU, with 12 nurses assigned to each shift. The virtual team is currently mentoring approximately 15 nurses, but any nurse on the unit, regardless of experience, can check in with the team. The virtual nurses are available during busy times on the unit when it might be hard to find a nurse in person to answer questions, as well as to create a safe space to ask those questions and provide emotional support, according to Long. Since the program started, it has been expanded several times. The virtual team can now communicate with families remotely, having more detailed discussions about admissions, including what to expect during the stay. Each new nurse also has a preceptor or mentor who works with them to provide guidance and support. The preceptors have the resources to complete the orientation toolkits with new nurses. However, sometimes when the unit is busy, they cannot cover educational topics as thoroughly. The virtual nurses meet with new nurses without a patient assignment, allowing for in-depth virtual discussions of issues like changing dressings or specific details of mechanical ventilation. They have created PowerPoint presentations to supplement the content of the toolkits, giving new nurses more time to process the information. September is NICU Awareness Month, which recognizes the experience and resilience of babies and families and also honors the dedicated NICU staff who provide specialized care. Weston schools have been celebrating homecoming throughout the week in the district. Tonight's festivities include the FFA pork feed being served from now until 5:30 in the high school cafeteria. At 5:30, Waniwok Weston will host Monticello in 8-player football action. After the game, the Weston Silver Eagle Foundation's Weston Homecoming Alumni Social will start at 8 at Hill Point Hideaway. Tomorrow night at 8, the Homecoming Dance will wrap up the week of homecoming events in the Weston School District. Today's winners of $50 each in the St. Anthony's Calendar Raffle are Sandy Smith on ticket number 170 and Marty Muller on ticket number 14.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its annual summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Wednesday, September 17th. This auction will feature tractors, skid loaders, trailers, grain carts, combines, heads and carts, and all kinds of farm equipment. We're accepting consignments until Monday, September 15th, and expect over 100 sellers. The summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, Wednesday, September 17th. More info and how to consign with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center, died September 1st at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 6 tonight at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this evening from now until 6. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center. Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain, died September 1st at home following a bout with lung cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this evening from now until 7 and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Plain Fire Department. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert L. Bauer, 84 of Plain. Patrick F. Muller, 74 of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church with burial to follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center. Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 in the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel. Burial will follow in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 2nd. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Sand Prairie Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from noon until the time of service at 2. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76, died September 3rd. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, September 24th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, September 24th, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday, September 28th, at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday, September 28th, from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. Partly cloudy skies will eventually increase to mostly cloudy skies as we head into later tonight. It is going to be warm and muggy as we get into our overnight hours as well, with a 40% chance of scattered showers. Maybe thunderstorms could be developing as well. Temperatures will be dropping down to the mid-60s. Winds will be coming mostly from a southeastern direction, around 5 miles an hour. Heading into the weekend for Saturday, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies throughout the day, warm and muggy conditions sticking around. Spotty showers and thunderstorms are still possible through the early morning hours. Highs are expected to be in the low to mid 80s. Winds will be coming in from a southeastern direction, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Saturday night, we're looking at mostly clear skies and patchy fog is expected throughout the overnight hours into the early morning hours of Sunday. Temperatures will be dropping into the upper 50s to low 60s. For our Sunday, we are going to round out the weekend with partly cloudy skies. Warm and humid conditions will be sticking around. It's going to be feeling a lot like summer. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Winds from the southeast, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Starting off next week for Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with summer-like conditions once again. We could see a slight chance of a shower popping up across the area, highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday will give us partly cloudy skies with the heat and humidity sticking around. highs once again in the mid to upper 80s. Wednesday, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies and muggy conditions, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with better chances during the overnight hours, highs in the low to mid 80s. And then we'll start to cool off a little bit as we get into Thursday. Occasional showers are expected, possibly with a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Friday.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 81 degrees after a high today of 84, and our morning low was 48. Yesterday's high was 80, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1931 is 93 degrees, with a record low of 30 that was set back in 1955. Last year's high was 86, with a low of 50. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:17, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:38. Winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. When I was director of maintenance at a Christian campground in Michigan, Nancy and I put in a very big garden. Among other crops, we planted several potato plants. When they were ready to harvest, Nancy told me to go and dig them up. Instead of using my potato fork and taking the risk that I might cut some of the potatoes, I went over to the maintenance shed and got out our backhoe to dig the potatoes. My wife said, "You're doing that guy thing again." But by using the backhoe, I was able to completely get under the plants without cutting any potatoes and sift out the dirt to harvest the potatoes whole. Since moving to Wisconsin, I've discovered that this is very similar to the way potatoes are harvested in large fields. The harvester scoops down underneath the plants and sifts out the potato from the dirt. I think the big farmers must have gotten their idea from me. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When we decide to follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes in to begin the process of cleansing us and moving us to a point where sin has no control over us. God takes His spiritual backhoe and digs down deep, sifting out the dirt and sin, leaving behind only His good fruit of righteousness. I certainly want the Holy Spirit to keep doing His work in me. How about you?
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. With a look at tonight's high school schedule, here's Phil Nee.
High school football weekend number 4 for Friday night kicks off at Weston shortly. Winnewick Weston hosts Monticello for Weston's homecoming football game. North Crawford is at DeSoto, Kickapoo LaFarge at Belmont, and also Highland plays at Wisconsin Heights in 8-player football. Also tonight, Berlin is playing at Mauston, Reedsburg at Onalaska, Wisconsin Dells at Ripon, Beaver Dam at Sauk Prairie, and West Salem at Westby. In the SWAL, Fenimore at Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg, Cuba City at Mineral Point, Iowa Grand Grand visits Pecatonica Argyle and Darlington at Southwestern East Dubuque. In the Six Rivers Conference, River Ridge is playing at Potosi Cassville, and Riverdale is on the road at Waseca Seneca. Here's Riverdale's coach, Jeff Johnson.
Seneca, Waseca, since their co-op, they've always been strong. Their offense is kind of like a combination of what we saw the last 2 weeks. They run a lot of option. They run a lot of wing tee.
In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Nisida at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Cashton, Royal at Brookwood, and Ithaca at Bangor. Here's Ithaca co-head coach Kyle Kelly.
Kind of the same situation, I believe, between both teams looking to run the ball. So whoever can control the line of scrimmage is probably going to win the game. We've got to make sure we limit turnovers and penalties.
I ask Kyle if Bangor is similar to other years.
Yeah, pretty similar. They've added a few more wrinkles in on offense, though. They've gotten a little more complex, but they have a system, and obviously it works really well for them, and they're going to compete hard.
Elsewhere, Lancaster is at Platteville, Broadhead Judah at Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien at River Valley. I asked Tyler McLean, head coach of River Valley, if the team's offense has surprised him, scoring as many points as they have the last couple of weeks.
I think we know what we're capable of as an offense. We're able to sort of control the game. Again, if our up front is able to sort of dominate, if that's depending upon whether if we want to throw the ball or run the ball. We got a lot of very good athletes that we can have touch the ball. This week Ty Larson kind of took that and ran with it, essentially and literally. So it's great to see. We have that capability to put that many points up. But again, it starts up front with those guys really dominating off the ball.
And New Glarus plays at Richland Center. Here's Hornets coach Andy Troxell talking about facing a 3-0 club tonight.
Like we want competition like this. That's been a change over the last few years here at Center. And so you get a ranking, you come in. Our mentality is prove it. Prove you're the eighth best in the state of Wisconsin, all right, because we're going to make you. And our boys look at that, and they're not afraid, and they're ready to go toe-to-toe. I think the first three games that they've had aren't nearly as competitive as what we've had.
That's Richland Center coach Andy Troxell, and that's our featured game tonight. New Glarus at Richland Center. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:35. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
For the second time in 5 days, the Packers have whipped one of the last season's playoff teams and did it decisively. Thursday's 27-18 win over the Washington Commanders was more one-sided than the score indicates. The Green Bay defense kept Jaden Daniels from running wild and held the visitors to 230 total yards. Quarterback Jordan Love was 19 of 31 for 292 yards and two scoring passes to Romeo Doubs and Tucker Kraft. Josh Jacobs ran for 84 yards and the Packers' third score. Green Bay will take its 2-0 record into a September 21st game at Cleveland against the Browns. The Brewers will welcome Central Division rival St. Louis for a weekend series at American Family Field starting tonight. Quinn Priester is scheduled to be the starting pitcher. Milwaukee's big lead in the standings means there is less at stake for this visit compared to the past, but the team could trip its magic number to single digits. The Cardinals are out of the race, and both teams are coming out of a series where they were swept. Pre-game for that game will be at 6:35 and can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:10. And the Badgers take their 2-0 record into SEC country tomorrow for a game at Alabama. The Crimson Tide has won 85 straight games in Bryant-Denny Stadium against unranked opponents. They are a three-touchdown favorite. It has been 53 years since Wisconsin played a regular season road game against an SEC opponent. One of the toughest college football schedules in the nation will challenge the Badgers as coach Luke Fickell tries to lead his program back to national prominence. Kickoff for that game tomorrow will be at 11. You'll be able to hear that on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, WRCE.FM, and on the Civic Media app, with the pregame starting at 9. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
I can't believe they're moving the team to another city.
True, but you'll never forget all the joy they brought into your life.
Joy? They made the playoffs twice in 50 years.
Gosh, those two times were pretty great, weren't they?
How would I know? I wasn't even born yet.
Just think of all the free time you'll have on game days.
Those games were the highlight of my week.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were higher Friday, cattle finished lower, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are supported by short covering and technical buying. The USDA's production guess was up slightly from August, but below 2024, and ending stocks were higher than a month ago. While the average yield is record large, that could decline once harvest goes widespread. November beans are up 12 and 3 quarters at 1046 and a quarter. January was 12 and 3 quarters higher at 1065 and a quarter. October soybean meal was $1.50 higher at 287.60, and October bean oil is up 59 points at 5167. Corn was higher on short covering. The 2025 corn production yield estimates remain record large, and acreage numbers were above a month ago. Corn ending stocks were slightly lower, still above 2.1 billion bushels. December corn was 10 and a quarter higher at 430, and March was up a dime at 447 and a quarter. And wheat was modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. U.S. wheat ending stocks dipped on export demand expectations. However, global production and stocks are both higher than last month. December Chicago was up 2 at 523 and a half. December Kansas City was 4 and 3 quarters higher at 514 and 3 quarters. December Minneapolis wheat was up a quarter penny at 571 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by cash and wholesale business and technical liquidation. October live was down 230 at 229.97. December was 220 lower at 231.92. With additional pressure from corn, October feeders were down 655 at 345.80. And hogs closed mixed on spread trade and inconsistent domestic and export demand. October was down $1.05 at $97.12, and December was 62 lower at $88.62. Megan Grebner will have your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
The light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday. Live deals in the South are marked at $240, $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were at mostly $375 to $378, $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted average basis. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 75 cents at $400.04. Select was $1.51 lower at $378.44. Estimated cattle slaughter was 95,000 head. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 335 with a weighted average of 103.94. The Iowa Minnesota was 251 lower with a weighted average of 104.89. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 104.89. Pork values were sharply higher, up $1.34 at 114.51. Bellies, loins, and ribs were all sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag economist says margins are expected to tighten even more heading into 2026, and farmers should keep a close eye on their balance sheets. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer.
We estimated that those that have financial stress is about 4 to 6%. That's considerably higher than what it was back in 21 and 22, and we've had very strong returns. We're back in the situation in terms of financial stress.
More news is next.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Iowa farmer says being diversified is helping during the downturn in the ag economy. Logan Lyon farms in the southeastern part of the state.
Here outside of bluegrass, we are really diverse further than the row crop and livestock even. I mean, we make a lot of hay, make a lot of straw. So having our hands in different pots is going to be really helpful here for the next couple of years.
He tells Brownfield that strength in the livestock market is encouraging. As many as 2,400 head of Midwestern cattle per day can be processed by the nation's newest meatpacking facility. David J. Godzinski, president of American Foods Group, says the America's Heartland packing plant near Wright City, Missouri, sources cattle from up to 500 miles away.
We're really proud to be in the state of Missouri. It gives the local producers an opportunity to feed those cattle out if they choose to do so and keep those cattle closer to home.
The U.S. sorghum crop is now estimated at 402 million bushels. Nearly 11 million more than in August. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So, with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Sharp soybean yield decline possible in Missouri. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Some states are expecting some declines in crop yields this harvest season, potentially impacting profitability. On this episode, an assistant professor at the University of Missouri discusses a new report that predicts sharp declines in the state's soybean crop. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Report from the University of Missouri Extension predicts a drastic shift in the state's soybean yields. MU Extension soybean agronomy specialist Andre Reyes, who's also an assistant professor at Mizzou, tells Brownfield the university's latest soybean growth monitoring yield prediction report estimates a sharp decline in soybean yields.
It was the first time in the season that we could see some negative impact due to the drought. So overall in Missouri, August was a very drought month. I guess for some regions, it was the second driest month in the whole historical series. And that took a hit on the soybean development, particularly in the soybean fields undergoing seed filling. So the drought reduced potentially the seed size, and that will likely impact yield.
According to the September report, the state's latest yield predictions have averaged 3 to 6 bushels per acre lower than in the previous report. Reyes says the yield model points to below average results for most of the state, especially for soybean fields planted after April 26th.
The farmers should be aware that the test weight will be lighter than normal. And also a second consequence is that the soybeans will turn yellow quicker and they will lose moisture quicker than normal. So it will be a good idea to considering anticipating the harvest, because the beans will lose water and weight quicker than expected. It was a surprise because before August, the growing season was super good. The predictions actually were pointing to a different direction. The predictions were pointing to high yields or better yields than the average.
You can find more on this story and others by visiting brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
You are not hidden. There's
never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the dark. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper.
Was Lauren Daigle with Rescue on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be here till about 6:35. I will be here bringing you some great music. And then at 6:35, we have high school football. It's New Glarus at Richland Center at Advisor Field. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. And as I said, 6:35 is pregame with the kickoff at 7. Right now in Richland Center, it's sunny and 79 degrees. Yes, a warm Friday. Yep, I knew one of those were coming yet. But yeah, it's, it looks like it's going to be pretty much warm and even muggy through the weekend. So please do try to stay cool if you can. And, you know, make sure you check on those around you. Make sure they're staying cool because we are supposed to get up around 87. And if we get any heat index or mugginess, that's going to make it seem a lot hotter out there. And keep yourself hydrated, too. We want you all to stay safe. And our time is 5:48. And if you're looking for some place to eat, we got a couple options for you right now. First of all, the Boaz Lions Club is hosting a fish fry, and that's going on until 7 this evening at the Boaz Community Center. Cost of the meal is $15. And also, you can break bread with community members at a free community meal that's usually held every Friday. So it's being held tonight, and it's going on right now at the Other Door in Viroqua, Vernon County's drop-in center.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Bring your appetite to the Viola Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Fair food, midway rides, parades, and raffle prizes, plus live music Saturday night. Proud sponsors include Driftless Outdoors, Sunshine and Giggles, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Jones Chevrolet, and Go Macro. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Saturday night, September 20th, it's class reunion night at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Showing will be the 1980s classic 16 Candles, and the all-new Spinal Tap 2 is the second of the double feature. WRCO's Those Were the Days will be on hand for the event, broadcasting live from 5:30 until showtime around 7:30. If you bring your senior picture, entry fee will only be $2 to see the movies. Don't worry that anybody else will see it, just the person at the gate. It's not that funny. Bring your senior picture and get in for $2. Saturday night, September 20th at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Showing 16 Candles, Spinal Tap 2, and be there for Those Were the Days. 2-hour pregame show. We'll be giving away some prizes, playing trivia, and who knows what we'll talk about.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
Now back in the day, I was high, test gasoline. Maybe I'm more like last year's kerosene, but I still burn. I still burn. You walked away while there was still a little left, making me like a half-smoked cigarette, but I learned.
Thank you.
feel you has never gone from my mind. I'm leaving you in that untouchable frame.
Don't go. Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After making an arrest, investigators are still sifting through evidence in the fatal shooting of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. New video appears to show suspect Tyler Robinson in the moments leading up to the shooting at Utah Valley University Wednesday. That video shows the suspect walking with an unusual gait resembling a limp. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News investigators believe that's because he had a rifle hidden under his clothes. President Trump says he plans to deploy National Guard troops to Memphis, telling Fox News to help curb crime like he did in Washington, D.C. Memphis Mayor Paul Young today says military deployment is not needed, but he can't stop it.
We're seeing double-digit percentage reductions in crime across the board, and I believe that what we should do is double down on those strategies that we know work.
Tennessee, one of eight states that sent National Guard troops to D.C. On Wall Street, stocks finishing up for the week. This is ABC News. In Florida, prosecutors telling a judge they expect to rest their case next week against the man standing trial of trying to assassinate Donald Trump on his Florida golf course last year.
After just 2 days of testimony, federal prosecutors have called a total of 13 witnesses to testify in the trial of Ryan Ruth. They allege he meticulously planned to assassinate Donald Trump on his West Palm Beach golf course last year, though his attempt was thwarted when a Secret Service agent spotted him while Trump was just one hole away. Ruth, who's representing himself, said he plans to present a brief case next week focusing on his character and peacefulness. He's on a tight leash after being criticized by the judge this